Absolutely. Yeah, I
I mean,
agree.
I think as a group, though, we're pretty, like, tough love doesn't work for us.
No. No, it's impossible to scare us too much. It's, I mean, there isn't anything other than, I mean, if you think about sort of like the self-help movement, and we're all, forget about alcohol for a second. We're constantly striving to feel better somehow, to have more balance, to have more self-care, to fit ourselves into our own lives. I mean, this is something we all strive for. And so the idea of, not saying to yourself, I'm an alcoholic. I mean, I tell people all the time, forget the A word, just forget it. Don't, is it adding to your life or detracting from your life? And if it's detracting, if you can get to the point where you can admit that it's not adding, then try something new. And if it's doing the 100-day drinking challenge, and be honest with yourself in that process too. I mean, if I did it, I'm just thinking, if I were, I quit drinking the first time when I was 37, and so by the time I was 33, it was a problem, and I knew it was a problem. I would never have admitted to being an alcoholic. But if I had taken the 100-day drinking challenge and said to myself, "Okay, I'm not going to drink alcohol for 100 days," I can see two ways that I would have done that. I would have counted the days down, marking X's in the calendar, just to prove to myself that I could do it, and then I would have put a giant check in the column of, "I can't be an alcoholic. Look, I just quit for 100 days."
And I want to tell you that
Or
I went into it like that, and I didn't get more than 7 days. I said, I'm going to do this to prove to myself that I don't have a problem, and I couldn't go more than 7 days.
it doesn't work that way, because we're telling, I always joke about, say, no one tells me what to do, not even me. Because it's done under threat, it's done under duress, it's done under, to prove something to someone else. It's not an inner search for balance and meaning. But if I went into the 100-day challenge and I kept a thought journal and I thought, how much am I really thinking about this? And what sorts of things are surfacing now that I want to hide from? What's triggering me? What's, if I had the courage to dig a little deeper into what I felt like and what, how did my brain change and what things got better? But you know what things got worse? Because part of sobriety is all the things we're numbing out, whatever they are. Maybe it's even just boredom. Hello, boredom. It's going to show up and park on your front stoop. So proving to myself that I could find different coping mechanisms, I could find different ways of handling those challenges. At the end of 100 days, I would be a different person. I would feel differently. I would have done it, not under duress, but because I wanted to feel better.
And I've got people who say to me, "Oh, I did 6 weeks sober, then I did 4 months sober, then I did 3 weeks sober." So I've been sober, almost half a year. And what I say as kindly as I can is the relapses, even if they were only 24 hours, mean that you came up against something that you couldn't cope with. And you had to reset. And if you had not drank, you would have learned something there that you remove the opportunity to learn by drinking. And so it means that you do start, you don't start again, like it's not as hard as starting on day zero, but it's not the same as having continuous sobriety, because when you have continuous sobriety, like 100 days or 180 days, you learn stuff that makes it more likely that you'll be successful as you go forward.